At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We've had a lot of change on this show. I mean, one big change where we replaced McLovin with Marvin, and that's an upgrade. I think we'd all agree. Times change. Things change. But there's one thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like beer. How about that? That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And you should too. Yeah, how about that segue there? Times change, but you can always count on the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Okay, this is just a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please, please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The company that has been offering you great rates and great service for 75 years, it's Geico. I've been using them for a long time myself. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. No recordings. The company, Geico. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers, but I've been a fan and a customer of Geico for a long time. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is Dan Patrick.
Welcome to the program. It's the game nobody wants to play in, but everybody wants to be on the roster. It's the Pro Bowl, and it feels like we focus on who got snubbed, not who got in. Everybody on the Ravens got in, just about everybody, it feels like. NFL best 12 Pro Bowl selections, leading the way, of course, this year's MVP, Lamar Jackson. We were going to do Know Your Ravens because I'm not quite sure all of these players on the Ravens But there's 12 of them. There's some special teams guys got in. Now, I expect Justin Tucker to get in. He's the Hall of Famer. Lamar Jackson. Mark Ingram was a nice pick there. Because if you look at the running backs in the AFC, Nick Chubb has had a really good year. Josh Jacobs to the Raiders, I thought, would maybe get a chance. But I just think the Ravens playing so well. And I don't know how much the voters factor in the team's record. Because if I look at Dak Prescott, he's had a great year. He's had a really good year. And I think he's had a better year, more deserving year than Drew Brees. But the Saints are the second favorites to win the Super Bowl this year. Aaron Rodgers has the Packers playing at a high level. And maybe they could secure the top seed. But Dak Prescott deserves to be in there over Drew Brees if you're looking at the totality of the season, in my opinion. I know you cringe, McLovin, but when the
Just they aren't beating good teams. Just as you said, it's the record.
Okay, how much is record? How much of it is stats?
Because Brees, when he's in, his stats are great.
Yeah, but Brees missed, what, 5 games and they won all 5? Like, Teddy Bridgewater stepped in. Did they lose? I don't.
We were just lauding Drew Brees for his incredible stats last year and saying that when he lost, he had a bunch of losing seasons, and we didn't count that against him. So I'm just confused. When is a win-loss record?
Well,
when is a pure stats?
But I'm not bringing up – if you want to go back and reminisce over Drew Brees and Pro Bowl snubs because the Saints didn't have a winning record, we can. I'm just talking about Dak Prescott right now.
It's all tied in. It's the way we evaluate quarterbacks. There's no one criteria. I feel like it's very hard to determine.
Well, I do have to factor in victories. Because Jameis Winston, statistically, has had an unbelievable year. But their team isn't good. They're average.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is having one of his worst seasons, but it's helping the team in a way. He's slowing the tempo of the game.
But that it feels like Dallas has relied on Dak Prescott more than the Saints have with Drew Brees and the Packers have with Aaron Rodgers. Now, you can say that's a faulty game plan, and maybe that's why that they're struggling to win the NFC East. But if you're looking at a snub at the skill position players, I would look at Dak Prescott and say he deserves to be in there over Drew Brees. Brees didn't play an entire season, and they won when he wasn't in there. But Dallas has struggled to win. They have Philadelphia coming up this weekend. I'm looking at the current seeds right now in the NFC. So Seattle has Arizona and San Francisco. They're at 11-3. Green Bay 11-3 at Minnesota, at Detroit. So no gimmies there. New Orleans 11-3 at Tennessee, and then at Carolina. Dallas and Philadelphia in the 4 spot. San Francisco, the 5 seed right now, has the Rams and then at Seattle. I don't know what Rams team shows up here, but then you're going to have that final game of the regular season at Seattle, and it could be for the number 1 seed or the number 5 seed. How incredible would that be? Vikings, the 6th seed right now, 10-4. They got Green Bay and Chicago. They host both of those. You would think, Seattle does have 2 home games. Green Bay has 2 road games, and New Orleans has 2 road games. At Tennessee will be tough. Just the way they grind it out, they run the football, and defense is good. And then they're at Carolina, and who knows what you get when you go to Carolina. Welcome to the program, Hour 2. We spent some time in the first hour. We talked to Michael Irvin, the playmaker. And, I talked about this a little bit. And maybe because I like Lamar Jackson personally. I like his story. That this backlash now, people are just waiting for him, it feels like, to fail. Just so they can say, I told you so. And I think people do that a lot, certainly at the quarterbacking position. Baker Mayfield, they waited, and they got what they were looking for. But I just can't sell my stock in Baker Mayfield this soon. I saw enough that would make me want to stay. I didn't see enough where I said, I'm going to jump off the bandwagon here. Close, but if I'm Baker Mayfield, and he reached out and said, hey, give me some advice on dealing with the media and dealing with off-the-field stuff, shut it down. Go Andrew Luck. When Andrew Luck got drafted, he didn't do any advertising, no commercials, nothing, nothing. Just get to the postseason. And if you want to, open up a little bit there, then fine. shut it down. Don't do any commercials. Don't say anything. Just go quietly into the off season and then try to regroup here. But what was really disturbing, that's why when, you know, the Browns say that it looks like, unless there's a catastrophic collapse here, which I think there already has been, that they're bringing back Freddie Kitchens. Well, if you have players reportedly saying to the opposition during a game, hey, trade for me, that's a problem. That's a real problem. And if they want to keep Freddie Kitchens, you know, I don't want to see somebody get fired, but I wouldn't have hired him in the first place because it's hard enough to do it. And just because you're a good offensive-minded, you know, assistant coach doesn't mean you're a head coach. Some guys are built to be a head coach. Some guys aren't. And Freddie Kitchens, you need more experience here. And certainly with that environment, it became toxic, and it still is. By the way, Jerry Jones was doing his usual pit stop on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Every week he's there. And I don't know if he did this interview after we had Troy Aikman on. I'm guessing he did this on Tuesday since we had T. Roy on Monday. But Jerry Jones believes that Troy Aikman would copy him.
Everything he was up till then, he emptied the bucket that day, just like I did, to become a Cowboy. Now, I would wager that if he did that to buy the team, he would do it exactly like I do it. I would wager that because you just want to ultimately, with that much on the line and that much at stake, you want to break any ties and make the calls.
Okay, so what he's talking about is if Troy had bought the Cowboys, would he be as involved as Jerry Jones is? But it's different for Troy because he played the position at a high level. He's a Hall of Famer. Jerry played in college. He was a lineman. You know, Troy, it feels like, would have a little more room for input there than Jerry does. Yes, point.
There's about a dozen articles you could find today that say Cowboys owner Jerry Jones responds to Troy Aikman's criticism. Troy was not criticizing him. He was just showing the structure of the Cowboys and why he wouldn't want to work for the Cowboys because he can't be the GM of the Cowboys because they already have one. He was saying that under that structure with Jerry Jones, I wouldn't want to work there because I wouldn't be in charge. Any other team, I would be in charge. He wasn't critiquing the structure. He was just explaining the structure and why he wouldn't want to work there.
Yeah.
It wasn't. He said it 10 times. I'm not critiquing. It's worked. It's working now.
Yeah, I think people want this to be a hot take because it's the Cowboys and it's all Troy criticizing Jerry Jones. I even said that. Boy, it feels like, you know, people wanted to run with this. Troy criticizing Jerry Jones. And he said, no, I'm not. I'm just stating what it is, what the environment is there in Dallas. And you don't want to go into that front office knowing that it's a puppet government, that Jerry is still, like, you're led to believe you're in charge until you realize you're not in charge. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, people make fun of Jerry Jones. He took Jalen Smith out of Notre Dame when nobody wanted him and was patient. That guy, he's a Pro Bowler, all pro. He took Dak Prescott out of Mississippi State, who was a running quarterback who threw a little bit, and he got basically Dak Prescott for free for 4 years. He took Zeke Elliott when a lot of people wanted him to pass and take another position. He's having some really good draft picks in the past 7 years.
Yeah, I want to know, because he wanted to take Johnny Manziel. He wanted to take Connor Cook out of Michigan State and ended up with Dak Prescott because the Raiders, I think, took Connor Cook. So he's accidentally stumbled into some nice draft picks. Jalen Smith out of Notre Dame, where people thought that he probably wouldn't be able to play in the NFL. That was a very wise choice that they got. So he's made decisions. You know, we still don't know if the trade that they had with the Raiders is truly going to work out. I mean, it looks good now, but is Amari Cooper going to be there next year? And if he's not, then was that a great deal? And the answer is no, because you gave up a first-round pick, you know, to the Raiders there. Yes, McLovin.
You're right. You forget that those guys aren't signed yet. You know, it's not like we talked about that a lot. That's a problem. But it's hurt that Van Der Esch has been hurt, too. He's such a good player. But
him and Sean Lee, it feels like. Sean Lee was Van Der Esch before Van Der Esch, and now Van Der Esch has become Sean Lee and getting injured as well. They're both, when they play well, they play at a really high level, but you can't count on them. But Dallas does have, you have enough offense to be dangerous in the postseason. You do. I'm just surprised that now you understand your offensive philosophy. Like, how does this get to the point where Sean McVay goes, man, I'm an idiot. What was I thinking? I didn't use Todd Gurley. Well, we know what you were thinking. It's called load management. You tried to get by the first half of the season by not using Todd as much as you did the previous year. I understood it. And then you start to use him, and then people go, man, why weren't you using him before? Well, he doesn't want to say it's load management. He just was like, oh, what was I thinking? I don't know. So you start to go, okay, what is our philosophy? The Cowboys, I remember the show that I said it, where I go, are the Cowboys now Dak's team? Because I always thought that you had Zeke in that offensive line, run the football, then you have play action, you let Dak Prescott come up with some big plays. I don't think he's a 35 passes a game guy. All of these younger quarterbacks go, man, I want to be like Mahomes. Well, good luck with that, because there's only one Mahomes here. He's the one that's able to throw 35 times, and that's a positive thing. Kansas City would love to have a running game, a sustainable running game, because it would make the defense better, because, you know, that offense can be so prolific that they can score in 3 minutes, 4 minutes. You need a 7-minute, 8-minute drive. That's why the Ravens, to me, have become so dangerous. They have those long drives. They're not getting the big play as much as they're getting a lot of really good little plays. And when you do that, your defense stays off the field. When Dallas went, 13-3, their time of possession and running the football, they were probably one of the top teams in the NFL. And they kept that defense. That wasn't great, but it was good enough. And it just makes you a whole lot better. And as you get to the postseason, you know, that's where I look at the Patriots and I go, they got a defense here. Can you have any sustainable drives where you keep that defense off the field? And then when they do get on, they make big plays. Is Stephon Gilmore the obvious defensive player of the year? Is there anybody else? Because I wondered about that the other day on Monday and then had people say, are you crazy? It's Stephon Gilmore and no one else is close. And I went, okay. Because I said, you know, I'd like for him to have close to 10 interceptions maybe if we're – maybe I'm too stats-driven with this. Yeah, McClellan.
I've seen a lot of guys mentioned.
Like who?
You said T.J. Watt the other day.
Yeah, but
– this guy, Shaq Barrett with the Bucks.
Shaq Barrett's been he's been great. But the Bucks – like, how much does record factor into this? And I don't know if it did that with J.J. Watt, you know, because what were they? Always 9-7, maybe a 10-6 in there, but – does that matter if, you know, the Patriots are going to have, 12, 13 wins?
Isn't there another – early in the season, didn't we say there were Kyle Van Noy and Devin McCourty? So it's like part of it's like the Patriots as a whole are so good.
Yeah, but
– I agree that Gilmore is the guy.
Because he's the best – he's considered the best defensive back in the game. Best corner, which is really important to have that guy. But I don't know if Stephon Gilmore is the runaway winner. Maybe he is. I don't know. Yeah, Paul.
It does feel like Gilmore has peaked at the position, and he deserves it. Like, it's like you get one every career when you peak the position, when everyone says, you're the best cornerback in the league, you deserve one. Marcus Peters a couple of years ago felt like that.
But how many defensive backs win Defensive Player of the Year? How many corners have won Defensive Player of the Year?
Well, it's always Watt and Donald.
Yeah, but in the last 30 years, has a cornerback, like did Revis?
I think Revis won one, didn't he?
He probably should have. Did Deion win one?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Paul.
The last defensive back was Troy Polamalu in 2010.
But he wasn't a true corner.
No. If you want to go cornerback, I got a bunch of safeties. Cornerback, I got Deion Sanders in 94, Rod Woodson in 94.
Okay. Right.
Otherwise, a few safeties like Ed Reed, Bob Sanders.
Okay. So Revis not on that list, huh?
Nope.
By the way, Aaron, NFL.com has the list. Gilmore 1, Watt 2, Donald 3, Cam Jordan 4, Za'Darius Smith, the Packers, the guy they got from the Ravens, 5. Shaq Barrett, 6. Danielle Hunter, 7.
Okay.
That's Peter Traeger's guy. He's on a Vikings defensive end, Danielle Hunter, tear.
No, he's been great. He's a sack machine. Maybe Hayward. He's had a good year.
I think, you know, now that we say it, Gilmore really is close to his receiver at all times. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Anthony Davis set to join us on loan from the Lakers, who lost last night in Indiana. They got the Bucks coming up on Thursday night, so we'll talk to the Lakers power forward Also, Todd McShay has his latest mock draft. We'll talk to him as well coming up later on. It's coming up on 17 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Support for the Dan Patrick Show podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home is so much more than a house. It's your own little slice of heaven. That's why, when you find the perfect place for you and your family, getting a mortgage shouldn't get in the way. Imagine how it feels to have an award-winning team by your side through every step of this process. It's awesome. Exactly what you get with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Their team of mortgage experts obsessed with finding a better way, which means that their number one goal, make home buying process smoother for you. With industry-leading online lending technology, developed in the heart of Detroit, Rocket Mortgage is changing the game. It's an award-winning client service and support every step of the way. Quicken Loans has helped millions of Americans achieve their dream of home ownership, and they're going to help you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Jan. Take the first step toward the home of your dreams. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Push button. Get mortgage.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat-worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
Lakers lost to the Pacers last night. They got Milwaukee coming up in Milwaukee on Thursday night. As we bring in Anthony Davis, the Lakers power forward, six-time NBA All-Star, joining us on behalf of Mobile One and their sweepstakes, which we'll talk about in a moment. Good morning, Anthony. What was your second best sport in high school?
Good morning. I didn't have a second best sport. I only played basketball.
But as a little kid, did you play baseball, football?
No, I didn't. I wanted to play baseball because my dad played baseball, but I remember we were playing catch one day, and he threw the ball. And he told me to put his glove like right in front of my face. You know, he threw the ball. It like missed my glove. It hit me in the mouth, and it was over after that.
I've also wondered that I think you were 6'2", 6'1", as a sophomore, and then you grew to 6'10", as a senior. But because you had that time period where you had to learn how to dribble the ball, if you're that small, that short as a guard, how much, like, you look back on that, how important was that, that you did have that time where you had to learn how to dribble a ball like a point guard?
That was very important because I wouldn't be the player I am today. So having that skill set when I was in high school, you know, freshman and sophomore year, kind of carried over until my game, you know, kind of in college and especially in the NBA. So I think it was very important, you know, throughout my career.
Who was the best player you played against in high school?
Best player, probably at that time, you know, I didn't go to a big high school, and we didn't play any, like, top teams. So in season, outside AAU circuit, because I played against everybody, you know, Michael Gilchrist, Bradley Beal, all those guys. And season was probably Jahlil Okafor, to be honest.
Okay. All right. Yeah. When did you know you could play? Like, when did you know you could be great?
I think my senior year, honestly. Obviously, I always had the mindset, like, oh, I want to go to the NBA, but I never knew that I can be, like, really good. Until my senior year when I had a growth spurt. And then, you know, everyone started talking about me, and then I ended up becoming, you know, number one player in the country, and that's when I knew I could do something special.
I know you went to Michael Jordan's basketball camp. Have you had a conversation with Michael, being a Bulls fan growing up?
I didn't. I think the only time I talked to Michael was at his camp. I think that was it. And he came and spoke to the group, and then you know, had a couple conversations here and there with some of the players, but that was the only time I had, like, a real, you know, conversation with him.
Wait, but you didn't get a chance to ask him a question. Did he just say, anybody got questions? Did you raise your hand?
I didn't raise my hand. You know, you don't want to be the first guy to raise your hand and ask a question. So
wait a minute. Anthony, what would you have asked Michael Jordan?
I have no idea. I have no idea what I would have asked him. But I regret. I knew I should have asked the question, but, you know, you didn't want to be that first guy. And then it was late when the camp was over. So, you know, guys really wanted to, you know, go back to the rooms and go to sleep and eat. So, you ask a question, and guys looking at you like, why are you asking questions? We're ready to go. It's like, so I was kind of nervous.
When's the last time you swapped jerseys with somebody?
I just swapped jerseys with Drew Holiday in New Orleans. I think that was the last time I've done it. I did it this year with Drew.
How many jerseys do you have?
From other players?
Yeah.
I have a ton.
Do you have a man cave?
I sort of. Like, I kind of do, but I kind of don't. And so the next house I get, I have to. That's like one thing I have. And that's why I'm collecting the jerseys. Put them in a frame and hang them up everywhere. So that's really why I want a man cave.
Does LeBron have a man cave?
I'm not sure if he does.
Well, you went to the house for Taco Tuesday, so.
Yeah, but I don't remember. I don't even know LeBron collects jerseys. I don't think he get jerseys from anyone else.
Did you get one from him?
I'm going to get one. I haven't yet. So I'm going to get a couple of them.
And you know what the trick is? You always have somebody ask for you. You know, get a ball boy, right?
No, yeah, you do. But with him, I'm going straight to the source.
Okay, all right.
I'm going straight to the source on that one.
Anthony Davis, Lakers power forward, 6-time NBA All-Star, joining us on behalf of Mobile One Sweepstakes. How would you rank your acting skills in the Mobile One commercial?
I think I've done a great job. I mean, you know, the commercials that we've done or that I've done with Mobile One has been great. So I'd give it, you know, 8, 8.5.
Oh, okay.
I think it's pretty good.
And then you're in Space Jams 2, aren't you?
Yes.
How big a role do you have?
The eighth biggest role. So,
who's got the second biggest role behind LeBron?
I can't remember. I know it's him and his, like, the characters that play, what, actors and actresses that play his family, but, I know he told me I was eighth. Now, I'm not sure if he was saying that to make me more excited to be in the film or what, but I'm gonna go with his word.
Anthony's joining us on behalf of the launch of the $250,000 Mobile One Sweepstakes. So if he has 5 or more points, gets 5 or more rebounds, has 5 or more assists, 5 or more blocks, or 5 or more steals in a single game over a 10-game stretch, one lucky fan will get $250,000. Fans can register from now, December 18th until January 15th at mobileone.us/on the line. How did I do with that?
Yes, I have to get all. So I have to get 5 or more points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks.
Oh.
Yeah, which makes it tougher.
Who's the best player you played against this year?
This year?
Yeah.
Short season. You know, I don't want to count anyone yet just because of the fact that it's early. You know, guys starting to find a rhythm now. You know, guys are definitely starting to get in the groove. And we haven't played everyone yet. So we haven't played, you know, the Rockets, who, you know, James is averaging 100 points a game. So we haven't played everyone yet for an answer yet.
Do you think James Harden's going to score 70 or 80 in a game?
For sure.
Really?
For sure. I mean, the things he has to do on the basketball floor, it's unreal. We haven't seen anyone like it, you know, get to the free throw line at ease, his step back, he's able to pass. So I think it's definitely coming.
Wouldn't you love to do that, where you just know that LeBron is going to say to you, hey, I want you to go out and I want you to take 45 shots. Like, just a fun game. How do you think you could do?
Oh, with 45 shots, I think I could probably get you, you know,
80.
85, yeah.
What's the most you ever scored in a game?
The most I ever scored is 59.
Oh. And you could get 70. You can get yeah. Mobile One will love that. No, then you'd only be getting just scoring. You know, you got to get everything else there.
Yeah, I had to get everything else, yeah.
But wouldn't you rather have a great block than a great dunk?
I think it depends on, like, if it's late game, you know, we need a stop, then, you know, I'm taking the block. But it was early in the game. We were trying to get the crowd into it. You know, I think the dunk would do it, but. Me personally, just being, you know, the type of player I am, who's defensive minded, I think that block is better than that dunk. Now, if you're dunking on someone, then I'll take that over the block. But just a regular dunk over a block, I have to take the block.
Who have you posterized? Like, your favorite one?
My favorite one? I think I was my second year in the league. I think it was Glenn Davis. That was like my first poster ever. And it was like, I was so, and I watched, and I was so young. I had no facial hair. I had no, my hair was real low, so skinny. I barely got off the ground. What, you know, Glenn Davis couldn't get off the ground either.
I was going to say, Anthony, he can't jump. He jumps like I do. That doesn't really count as a poster.
Yeah, so.
Did you posterize?
That was one of the good ones.
You didn't get LeBron, did you?
No, I never got LeBron. LeBron never got me. Another good one I had was against the Knicks a couple years ago with Ron Baker.
Yeah, but that doesn't count either. Ron Baker jumps; he plays like I do. Come on, I'm talking about dunking on, you know, like Dwight Howard or somebody like that.
Never got Dwight. I'll tell you this: I'll get one for you this year.
All right, how about? Are you playing Thursday night against the Greek Freak?
Hopefully, that's the plan. See how the angle feels, and hopefully I'm able to suit up and play.
I'll give you a couple of Mobile One plugs if you posterize the Greek Freak.
I'll try to. Yeah.
Anthony, good luck with Mobile One. It sounds like an interesting sweepstakes here. Fans can register from December 18th until January 15th at mobileone.us/onTheLine. And good luck with that, and hopefully we'll see you on Thursday night.
Thank you.
That's Anthony Davis. He's a native of the south side of Chicago there. It's good. Entertaining. Although I tuned in last night, and all of a sudden, you know, because I knew we were having Anthony Davis on today. So I'm like, all right, let me see. Let's see how he's doing. I tune into the game. It's right before the game. And they go, and once again, the Lakers are going to have to find somebody to pick up the slack for Anthony Davis not playing. I go, what? Come on. And then I thought maybe he's just resting for our interview.
Oh, that's a compliment.
Yeah, that they thought maybe we could sort of mail it in against the Pacers. The Pacers, when they get Victor Oladipo back, man, they're going to be a real – they're going to be fun. No, I shouldn't say that. My Pacers. They're going to be a good team, bordering on a very good team. I think so. They got a good team. It's a nice team. Oladipo comes back, but he's not going to be back till what, February, I think. Wasn't he the masked singer?
Really?
I think so.
You're right about that.
Can somebody help me out with the masked singer? I don't get it. I mean, I get the premise of what they're doing here, but the judges act as if they've just seen, like, the Shroud of Turin. Like, they're just, when they start to take off the mask, and then they get closer, and then they're like, no! And then you're going, wait a minute. It's like, you know, why are you so excited? But there's something about this, and I think this came from a Japanese game show, which a lot of our game shows do come from other countries, in particular Japan. But when I watch the judges, Jenny McCarthy? Good God. She wasn't this excited on her honeymoon night. She'd be like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, no. And you're going, it's just a masked singer here. Yes, McCarthy.
It's Paul Schaefer. It's not like.
Yeah, I mean, they're making it sound like, good, oh, my, this is the biggest star. Like it's Adele or something. You know, it's Beyonce. And you're going, really? Yeah, McLovin.
My kids love it.
Well, because they wear weird outfits. I don't think your daughters know who Victor Oladipo is.
Oh, they've loved him since his Indiana days. IU.
They loved him in Orlando when he's with the Magic.
But it's so dumb, too, because they keep guessing. It's like, well, that voice sounds like Patti LaBelle. I'm like, there's no way you knew that was Patti. Like,
I know.
It lasts for days.
I don't get it. There are certain shows that I just don't get.
Well, do you like The Voice and
I love The Voice from the beginning.
Okay.
I remember talking to an NBC executive, and I think they had, didn't they have the, it was a show about flight attendants, and Leanne Rimes' husband was the star of that. I forget what it was called. It didn't last long.
Wait, what? Leanne Rimes' husband.
Yeah, what's his name? The good-looking dude. Google Leanne Rimes. Yes, Todd.
Pan Am? Is that what you
Yes. And I remember they thought that was going to be a big show. I said, The Voice is going to be the big show. The Voice was great. I watched The Voice the first couple of years. I watched it every week. I thought it was really well done. Yes, Todd.
I think it turned into Pan Am.
Okay, I see what you did with that.
There was no Wings, that's for sure. I loved Wings. Mm. Remember Wings?
Wings was a great show. That was a...
Thomas Hayden Church.
Yeah, that was a fun... And isn't that airport on the Cape?
It was like Narragansett or Cape Cod or something like that?
I think it's
like
Cape Cod. But, yeah, Wings, which probably doesn't ring a bell with our audience here, but it was still a very good show. Where was I? Oh, the Masked Singer.
Nantucket.
Oh, Nantucket.
Yeah,
okay.
Wings was Nantucket.
Yeah. The Masked Singer, I don't get. And then Victor Oladipo, I think, was one of the Masked Singers there. Did he win something? Or he was just on the Masked Singer?
I don't think you win. You're just sort of on it. You get to be on Masked. Wait, how about Dancing with the Stars? You ever been asked? I know you've. I think you've told us that.
I was. Kenny Mayne ended up doing it.
Okay.
I didn't think with my knees... And really, my talent, lack thereof, anybody wanted to see me dance. And I like to dance the forbidden dance, and that's the problem. That's all I wanted to dance. I'll be on. Can I dance the forbidden dance? Yes, Paul.
Who would be the NFL equivalent of Victor Oladipo appearing on The Masked Singer? Like a good player, but definitely not a household name to non-sports fans. Like,
well, it's probably a hundred of
them. But like Kirk Cousins? If you know football, you know who Kirk Cousins is. But if you don't watch football, there's no way you know his
name. Is Victor Oladipo the Kirk Cousins of the NBA?
Likeable, good at his job, not a superstar.
But he's good at night. Whereas Kirk D. Cousins hasn't been great at night. See what I did with that? A little delayed reaction there on the other side. Hello. Yes, Todd.
I'm going to say if, like, Zach Ertz was dressed up in some kind of outfit singing, that's kind of okay. Middle of the road, acceptable, respectable player, but not, oh, my God, Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do a quarterback. They have a little too many. There are only 32 of them on the planet. I think that,
so if Mark Ingram was the Masked Singer.
Zach Ertz and Mark Ingram.
Yeah, you could do that.
Actually, they're not as good as Oladipo, though, are they? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's a pretty good player.
Oladipo plays at a pretty high level. But
no, I'm saying he's a little bit better than Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram, yeah. But, yeah, is any other show where you just go, I don't get it? Aside from this one. But The Masked Singer is one that always drives me crazy. And it's only because Ken Jeong will be like, oh, my God.
Raven Simone is the Black Widow. I don't get Bob Hart's Abby Shola. I don't know if that fits it, if it's going to be a reality show. There's a show called Bob Hart's Abby Shola on CBS. That's a show I don't get. That's constantly promoted throughout the NFL games.
I don't know if I...
I know that show. That's a newer show about this guy. It's about this relationship. This guy meets a woman.
Wow, and Bob Hart's in it. That's weird.
No, Bob like loves.
That's like everyone.
Oh, it's Bob. Okay,
but it's called Bob Hart's Abby Shore. Like it's
oh, yeah, movie. Yeah, yeah. Wasn't that guy? He was from Mike and Molly.
Yes, that's exactly who that was.
Yeah.
Bob Hart's Abby Shola.
Yeah.
The way Todd said it, it sounded like some Hebrew
like,
saying.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Like going to temple.
Yeah,
Bob Hart goes to temple.
Abby Shola, that's what he said. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a fun show on CBS. And our Sunday night lineup is...
It's like King of Queens, except different.
And we'd always have the fat guy with the beautiful girl.
Right.
Like all those sitcoms.
King of Queens.
Yeah. I know. Fat guy, and then you'd have the beautiful wife. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, if you want to overachieve, be on a CBS sitcom. You're working at like a Jiffy Lube, but you're dating Heather Locklear. Yeah.
Is there any other show that drives you crazy? I've never watched CSI, and I've never watched NCIS. And I can't tell them apart. So
how about Chicago, every municipal, like Chicago Garbage Company, Chicago Fire Company.
Chicago Waste Police. Management is awesome.
Yeah, that's the new city, all the rage.
Yeah. Chicago Fire.
One popular show at our household, Ellen's Game of Games, and I know you're into it.
I did watch it. It was poorly edited, but I did.
That's what bothered you?
Well, I am a stickler, though, Paulie.
The lighting was haphazard.
There's another one. Like Nick Cannon. I don't get Nick Cannon as the host.
Are you taking sides on the Eminem Nick Cannon?
I don't want to get into that beef, but my money would be on Eminem if it comes to that. But, he's got the turban on. Like, I don't know who said, hey, I got it. Here's your signature. Turban.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, Fritzy.
Jeff Foxworthy and Wayne Brady fall into that category for me, too. Like, they're constantly on things, and I'm like, why? I don't get
Wayne Brady is just a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. But as far as, like, it's not like a must tune in. Oh, this guy's going to crack me up now.
Yeah, Paul.
Wayne Brady, I'm pro Wayne Brady. Remember he was on Whose Line Is It Anyway for a while?
Yeah.
The improv show with Drew Carey. I think he's got some skills.
He's nice. He's just not.
His appearance on the Chappelle Show is the greatest thing he's ever going to do in his life.
That's probably true. All right, we'll take a break here. By the way, this program brought to you by Mercedes AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way. The all-new GT four-door coupe, because life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today. If you missed any of our interviews this week from the Mercedes AMG Man Cave, go to the Dan Patrick Show app. Watch and listen from inside the Mercedes AMG Man Cave. Mercedes AMG, driving performance. We're back after this with the Danettes airing their grievances for 2019. They each get three grievances, apparently, and they will reveal those next.
This summer, there's only one trusted place that lets you get in on all your favorite sports betting action. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% off welcome bonus. Or text BETNOW to 238-669. That's BETNOW to 238-669 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines this summer. From Major League Baseball to the Women's World Cup and all things UFC. BetOnline.ag has you covered. Visit BetOnline.ag and don't forget to use the promo code PODCAST1. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at PODCAST1.com. Clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now, back to the show.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts, like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
Danettes started the show, started the day, saying, we got some grievances we want to air. I said, well, tell it to management. They go, no, we got some grievances we want to talk about on the show. And I go, all right, how many grievances per Danette? You get three grievances. Unless they're really good, then I give you an extra bonus grievance that you can air. Paulie, I'll start with you. Your grievances for 2019. Now, does this have to do with me or the show?
No, it's just life, I think.
Oh, okay.
Be any topic.
Oh, I thought it was going to be one of those Todd suggestion box things where he wants to have air his grievances. Okay.
This is a very suburban dad one. People that blow stop signs and don't use turn signals, they're usually the same people. But I understand you kind of pause at a stop sign and maybe don't come to a complete stop. But when you don't even slow the car down and you just blow through it in a neighborhood with children, I think I'm going to act this year. I think I'm going to act out on this, and it's going to be bad. I think the next person who blows my stop sign is going to be accosted. Okay. I just want to let you know if you have to bail me out.
Okay.
The overuse of exclamation points on social media. A lot of people on different levels of social media went, my 7-year-old just got a B in science, and congratulations with 8 question marks, and the next one has to have 9 question marks.
Oh, no, exclamation points.
Exclamation points, yeah. Exclamation points are being well overused.
Yeah.
Then my bigger one, we were in New York the other day. People that eat at chain restaurants over great local restaurants. There's so many great local restaurants in our country, and people go to, like, I'm not going to name all of them, but you can do the math. There's a chain restaurant, but then there's mom-and-pop restaurants right down the street, but you go to the chain restaurant.
All right.
Those are my 3.
Seton O'Connor, your grievances for 2019.
My number one vocal grievance is vocal fry. We absolutely need to stop vocal fry right now.
Cosign.
Wait, what's vocal fry?
When people talk like this. They have this little...
Nice.
Or like they'll start the sentence strong, but then end it like this.
Oh, so they start out with something like this, and then again, I really can't... I love that band. That's one of the best.
And it's especially... It's happening. It's extremely strong in podcasting right now, where people... there's a certain formula that's very popular in podcasting that everyone is copying now, and it's tremendously successful. But everybody, when they're really emphasizing how important something is, they do it like this.
Okay.
That's driving me insane. Well, we need to outlaw it from the studio.
Okay.
Tagging posts on social media is something that you did last night with About Last Night. You need to stop that. You need to stop doing that.
Okay,
it happens a lot. It's like every single social media post is like, instead of being like, hey, we had fun last night, it's about last night. That's driving me nuts.
Okay.
I think that's all I have.
Okay. Only 2 grievances.
2?
All right.
Yeah.
McLovin?
I kind of misunderstood the assignment. I did pure sports.
Okay.
Too many timeouts in the NBA is my number one. And by the way, that's life, too.
Okay.
Yeah, that probably would have made a lot more sense if we did sports.
Do we do – how many does each team get? 16 to 35? I've never seen that. Also, that they change the rules halfway through the NFL season, depending on what Tom Brady says on social media.
Wow.
NFL officiating drives you crazy.
Okay. Todd, grievances?
Yeah, I missed the assignment, too. I thought the grievances were about specific to the show and our experiences.
See, that's
in the
what I thought.
I don't know if everybody got afraid at the last minute and went off the
that's
board.
That's what I thought was going to happen. Okay, let's go.
Everyone got afraid.
All right. What do you have?
So I did 2 about just the experiences here and then 1 side one because I felt like I totally screwed up the assignment. Everyone having a better attitude toward mock headlines and holiday sports news was my first one.
You've had that for the past 10 years.
I really have. Everyone goes into it with a very negative attitude. I feel like it's an uphill battle before I've even said word one.
That's so funny.
Is it us?
Yes.
Or is it everybody has a negative attitude towards your mock headline?
Specifically the 4 of you.
It's not based off you. It's not your lack of humor.
No, I think the humor is there, and social media, I think the average person is waiting for taking your lead, and based on everyone's reaction here, as far as the other 3, Dennis and you, then they kind of go with it. Oh, it's Bash Shift Ritzy time. I'll get in on that. Or, oh, they like it. I guess maybe I like it, too.
Mm.
I believe that.
Would you like to have the audience then vote on your mock headlines?
They could, and on the Friday.
Just to take it out of my hands, and, you know, that way the Danettes aren't involved. Then you could get a true feeling what the nation thinks about your
and
mock headlines.
And we could try that Friday, because God willing, if you all let me do it, maybe we would do the Christmassy holiday.
My only knock on your mock headlines
or from 1956.
Your sports names, yes, you have them from the 80s.
I can't help that the coolest names that fit are from, you know,
no, you're just lazy.
Is it laziness?
We've heard it all before. That's why I don't laugh. I've heard all these names. Yes. Yeah,
who did we just have on the show?
Kyle Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Kyle Rudolph. Hello. Yeah. That was obviously booked because it's Christmas time.
All right. You got another one?
The other one was, not that I dressed great to begin with, but what about Sweatpants Friday?
I'm okay with that.
Cool with sweatpants?
I'm okay with flannel Friday, too.
I've been feeling guilty about it. I've wanted to wear sweatpants.
When's the last time? I don't criticize
you know,
what you wear.
You never, and you could. And my other one had nothing to do with anything. Organic, outlier, and deep dive. Can we stop using those words in 2020?
Okay.
Outlier's a good one. Yeah.
Deep dive. Ugh.
Narrative, optics.
Yeah, they got to stop.
Anything else?
That's about it.
Todd McShay's got a mock draft out. Does he really think Tua is going in the top five?
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastone.study, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcastone.study, and as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.
Napa know-how.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.